Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting second. The right fielder, George Case. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a line drive into center field. Kramer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kramer. Case moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Wakefield moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Trucks covering, for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth strikes out. There goes York. The throw from early to second, and York is out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0 for 1 in the game. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to third. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1-0, Senators. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0 for 2 in the game. Clary hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bloodworth picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bloodworth. Case moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Senators. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. York reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pretty. The throw from Richards and he is out, Hoover applying the tag. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Early takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Early moves to third. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-3 in the game. Clary takes first base on ball 4. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Case hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Case reaches second base with a double. Clary moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Clary scores. Case scores. It's 5-0, Senators. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Vernon moves to third. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. Spence moves to third. It's 6-0, Senators. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Early for the out. 2 outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spence scores. Pretty moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. It's 7-0, Senators. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clary hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Higgins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. York strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Case hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-2 in the game. Richards hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Senators. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Early is hit by the pitch. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.